The Guardian.
The New Girls and Boys are taking on the more established writers in the long list for the Man Booker Prize. Five of the 13 nominees are first novels, with a chance to get through to the shortlist to be announced on the 9th of September. Some of the names missing from the list have caused raised eyebrows among the literati. They include, or rather don't include, Hanif Qureshi, Peter Carey, Tim Winton and John Burnside. And before we reveal some of the names who will be on your bedtime reading list, we can hear from the favourite to win, Salman Rushdie.
There is a profound eccentricity about the idea of the Literary Prize. The idea of deciding that a book is better than another book, especially when many of them are radically unlike each other, it's kind of essentially absurd. It's just nice when you win, you know. When you don't win, you comfort yourself with all this stuff that I'm now saying. When you do win, you, of course, talk about the great wisdom and subtlety of the judges and you find it in yourself to praise your opposition. As I say, you have to just take all this stuff for what it's worth, which is it's a way of drawing attention to work. It's a way of celebrating literature. It's a way of giving attention to some writers who might not otherwise have received such attention. And all of that is very beneficial and positive. But to think of it as some absolute benchmark of quality is really absurd, as anyone who's ever played the Nobel Prize game can do that. I mean, if you just think about the writers who did not win the Nobel Prize, any list of the 20th century that starts James Joyce, Marcel Proust, Franz Kafka, Jorge Luis Borges, Vladimir Nabokov, and that then you realize that those are the writers who never won the Nobel Prize, it begins to, you know, give you a sense of the ridiculous. Especially when the writers who did win the Nobel Prize for Literature include Pearl S. Buck and Winston Churchill. You know, it's a kind of parlor game, and it's very nice when it works out in your favor. But you have to have a kind of sense of perspective about it.
Salman Rushdie's flexible view on literary prizes. We're joined now by The Guardian's literary editor, Claire Armistead. You were there listening to Mr. Rushdie. What do you think of his attitude, as it does look like he's going to be praising the wisdom and subtlety of the judges, being as he is currently favourite to win?
Yeah, I think Salman will be a very happy man this morning, even happier than he was earlier this week when he did the Guardian Book Club, at which he made those comments. Yes, of course, every prize is only as good as the judges who judge it. Everybody has different opinions, and that's part of the point of it. The Booker did cut its long list to 13 last year in recognition of the fact that people were getting a bit fed up with feeling that the world and his wife was on the long list.
And this book is The Enchantress of Florence. It's a combination of Renaissance Florence and Mughal India.
Yes, it's historical, but it takes it back to that playfulness that you got in Midnight's Children. It's very sort of fabulous, and it sort of stands out from most of the other ones on this list, actually, in that respect.
India seems to be a theme, though, doesn't it? There are two or three books with India as the base.
Well, there are actually four books from the Indian subcontinent that are obviously from the Indian subcontinent on this list. But there's also a fifth, it's Michel de Kretzer, whose Lost Dog is about somebody who emigrates from Sri Lanka to Australia, as indeed she did herself. So actually, you could say that five of the books are sort of closely connected with the Indian subcontinent. And this is, of course, a Booker tradition, since Midnight's Children won in 1981. And Midnight's Children, as we all know, has just been acclaimed as the Booker of Bookers, i.e. the public's idea of the favourite ever Booker winner.
There's also another book on migration. This is Joseph O'Neill's Netherland, isn't it?
It's the migration of cricket to New York, I think, is its chief virtue. This has been one of the hits of this year. It was acclaimed by James Wood, particularly famously. And since then, it's sort of gone like a virus around the reading world. It's slightly divided people. I think there is an element of girls v boys in the appreciation of it.
There are five first novels on this list. Apart from that, any other surprises?
Well, there are a few surprises in omissions. Hanif Qureshi's not on it. Zoe Heller's not on it. Tim Winton's not on it, who wrote a novel early this year, which a lot of people really rated.
And for you, what do you rate?
Well, I would put a long bet on Michel de Kretzer, because I think she's a writer of real quality, and she's been tipped by some people whose opinion I really respect.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.